Take ESPN 1520 with you anytime, anywhere. Download the radio.com app. WWKB Buffalo, a radio.com sports station.
Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Here's another reason to listen to Western New York at Work with Del Martin and Lauren Lewis.
You guys every week are able to deliver content that is not only pertinent to our Western New York community, but businesses across the country. And it's not just one-off, it's every single week.
That's according to Mario Rodriguez from Forsetti Protection. Just another reason to listen to the show that's dedicated to sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it happen. That's Western New York at Work, 10 till 10:30. AM Sundays.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation. Live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. I'm joined live each and every Sunday with my wonderful co-host, the one and only Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Dale?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm really proud of you because you have your Bills gear on today. Oh, I didn't even text you to remind you.
I thought you was going to call me and say, Dale, you need to have a jersey on or a cap on.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? Let me at least have some Bills flavor today.
I like it, and it's a big game day.
Yes, it is a big game day today.
It's going to be a true test of how good they are this year.
That is so true. And before we get into our sports update, I have to say this. The Bills are on fire.
They are. You called it earlier in the season, too, during preseason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still admitting it. I was hesitant. I was like a little.
No way.
Yeah.
You've been a Bills fan for years.
Yeah, my whole life. But, you know, they have to prove themselves.
We've
been here before with these Buffalo Bills teams year after year. And it's just like they have to prove themselves. So they're continuing to do that this season. And I hope they continue to do so today.
And they will. They absolutely
better.
Will. Yes. Well, before we go a little deeper into our sports update, I just want to welcome our guest who's live in studio with us today, Mr. Bill Marlowe. Bill is an insurance advisor, and for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking a little bit more deeply about insurance because mm-hmm. I think far too often individuals do not have the right protection, whether it be their home, their auto, their business. And so we've been expanding that conversation. So I just want to welcome Bill to today's show. Bill, welcome to Western New York at Work.
Good morning, Bill.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Okay.
This is great.
So as an insurance advisor, just share with our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, like you said, I think the word advisor carries a lot of weight. And I you know, a lot of people say, oh, you're an insurance agent. Yeah, I'm an agent, but I'm also an advisor because I think that one of the values that I bring is that ability to sit down, assess someone's needs and say, you know what, you're over-insured because that can happen. And mm-hmm. it does happen. I just ran into it on Friday. You know, and or I have no problem telling someone, you know what, you're underinsured, you're at risk. You know, so that to me, that's what I do. I bring to the table. That's the value I bring, is to assess those needs and say, here's what I think you need. You can take it with it and run, you know, or you can just say, you know what, I'm gonna take, you know, what you have to say, and let's do this. Let's implement the plan, as I like to call it.
And thinking about the plan, I want to say this: if you go into the game today, have a plan.
That's right.
Okay, and the plan being, you know, if you have an unfortunate set of circumstances, say someone rear-ends you, you find yourself in an accident, you need to call a number. And what is that number?
That number is 716-929-3655.
And if you're looking for protection, what's that number?
That number is 716-929-3655.
Okay. Perfect. You know, we're going to say that number a lot this morning.
I can say it in my sleep.
Yeah. But that, you know, let's stay on focus in terms of today is, you know, we're in Bills country.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And I want to say that the Bills have to play the way Alabama played. And I know some, you know, I'm going to get a lot of kickback because that's a college team. But Alabama, even though they're ranked number two, they play like they're number one. And are you a college football fan?
Yeah, I like college football. I don't have a specific team that I follow. I just get to kind of watch it if it's on. I didn't catch any of the games yesterday, though.
You did? Okay.
I can't speak to it.
I watched that game, and they play like they're number two, but they play like they are number one. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, we're going to find out what's happening in the world of sports. Joe, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Joe. Dale. How are you?
Great. You know, as you can see, we're talking a little bit about sports this morning, so I know you have a lot to share with us.
Yeah, Joe gave me a little teaser this morning. He has some really good Bills stats and updates in the sports update today. So
it's
I'm
not
excited
good
to hear it.
Stats, I would say. Kind of bad stats.
Oh, really? No.
What's happening? What's going on?
Well, of course, the Bills are facing the Patriots this afternoon, and they do not have a very good record over the past couple decades.
Lauren, you didn't call Joe this morning. He's not in Bills gear.
He's got blue.
I have my pessimistic hoodie on. Our teams are fine. It's a meme, Dale.
It's a meme.
It's a meme. Yes, it's a Buffalo meme.
That's a crazy sweatshirt, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Matching the mood for today.
Okay. That's your mood, right?
Yes. I don't think they're going to win today. I think they're going to get stomped.
Okay. So we have one prediction.
Well, let's hear why. Let's get to our sports update.
All right. Sounds good. The Buffalo Bills will look to go 4-0 for the first time since 2008 as they are set to take on the New England Patriots this afternoon at New Era Field. The Bills haven't beaten the Patriots since 2016, and they haven't been able to beat the Patriots while Tom Brady has played since 2011. Tom Brady, of course, will be starting at quarterback for the New England Patriots. The Bills have a 5-33 record against the Pats since the 2000 season. Injury report for the Bills: tight end Tyler Croft is out with an ankle injury, while John Feliciano, Robert Foster, Teron Johnson, Isaiah McKenzie, and Devin Singletary remain questionable for the Bills. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman is expected to be questionable with a chest injury, but is expected to play this afternoon for the Patriots, while running back Rex Burkhead remains questionable with a foot injury and will be a game-time decision. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock, and you can catch the action right here, live on ESPN 1520. The UB Bulls fell 34-20 against Miami of Ohio last night. The Bulls will take on the Ohio Bobcats next Saturday, and you can catch the action right here on ESPN 1520. The Buffalo Sabres wrapped up their final preseason game on Saturday afternoon. The Sabres took down the Pittsburgh Penguins by a score of 3-2 in a shootout. Marco Scandella's Zemgus Girgensons scored goals for the Buffalo Sabres, and Tage Thompson and Casey Mittelstadt added the goals in the shootout. Sabres announced today that they've assigned defenseman Will Borgen to the Rochester Americans of the AHL, and with training camp winding down, there will be a handful of other roster moves to be made by the Sabres over the next couple days. Sabres will open their season Thursday night against the Pittsburgh Penguins, and they will play their first home game next Saturday as they will take on the New Jersey Devils at KeyBank Center. Around the NHL, all the remaining star-restricted free agents have signed their contracts with their respective teams. Winnipeg Jets have locked up wingers Kyle Connor and Patrick Laine. Laine signing a 2-year bridge deal worth $6.75 million, and Connor signing a 7-year deal worth just over $7 million for his season. Calgary Flames have agreed to terms with winger Matthew Tkachuk on a 3-year deal worth $7 million per year, and the Colorado Avalanche have locked up star winger Mikko Rantanen to a 6-year contract with a cap hit of $9.25 million. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Dale and Lauren, back to you.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And the Bills have a chance to send a message to the Patriots. And we're gonna play on that theme today. We're going to talk a lot about that theme, sending a message. And that message transcends from not just on the field, but off the field. So we want to talk a little bit about off the field. And that off the field message is when it comes to your insurance and your protection. And we've been spending a little bit more in depth here at Western New York at Work talking about having the right protection. Homeowners, auto, rental, even pet insurance.
That's right.
And that's why we have Bill live in studio with us this morning. So, Bill, take it away.
Well, you know, a lot of people, it's kind of a little funny story that we talk about in the insurance industry. Is like everyone has a cell phone nowadays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a cell phone. And I guarantee you that almost everyone you bump into that has a cell phone, they have insurance on their cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee it. Because God forbid that thing breaks or the screen cracks or something. I can't live without my cell phone for 10 minutes. I got to get it replaced.
No. Yeah.
You know, but then you ask them, do you have proper auto insurance? I don't know. Well, you just said you had cell phone coverage or you have insurance on your cell phone. And the other thing, too, I like to ask people, because one of the questions, you know, we go through a lot of questions when you talk about, you know, applying for insurance, especially for like homeowners. Homeowners is big when it talks about pets. You know, there's a certain breed of pets that you really just, you know, they kind of frown upon. And so then I ask them, you know, okay, you got a pet, great. You got pet insurance? And I'd say, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're going to look at me and say, there is such a thing? You know, absolutely there
but
is.
But pets are like, you know, members of the family.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are. Like, they become your family.
Absolutely.
For sure. And you want to make sure they're as protected as you are. And they're taken care of.
Just go through your Facebook feed and scroll. Look at the amount of people that post pictures of their pets.
Oh, all the time.
You know. So is it common or uncommon for families to have that type of protection?
I think it's very uncommon because a lot of people, they just don't know. They just don't understand. They think that, you know, well, what's it cover? What do you mean? There's a lot of things that it does, but there's also a lot of things that it does not cover. And that's why it's important to sit down and have that face-to-face conversation with someone and say, look, here's the certain things that it will and will not cover. So
I think that's important for everything. Like you mentioned earlier, Bill, you're an advisor. So really like a partner for people to help them find the best insurance plans and coverage for their situations. And each person's different and their life changes, you know, on a regular basis. So I'm sure it's probably a good thing to sit down with you regularly and reassess the insurance they have, they need, and if they're overprotected, underprotected, and then adjust. How often are you doing that with your clients?
We do a thing we call X date, and we X date a year out. So every time I write a policy, I go into my calendar, and I at the 11-month mark, I put down the date that effective date was. And so at that 11-month mark, that's when I'm going to start reaching out to those my clients, as I refer to them, and saying, hey, you know what, let's talk about some things. Because things change. Like you said, Lauren, things change within a year. Maybe they had a child. Maybe a child went to college.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they bought a business. I mean, there's just so many different variables that go into our lives nowadays. But it's good to have that yearly conversation. And sometimes they're quick and easy. Hey, nothing changed. Are you sure? Yep. Okay. You know. But it's good to at least once a year sit down and talk to them.
I have a question I want to ask. I was introduced to insurance or the concept of understanding insurance, unfortunately, when I was in my 20s. I would say probably about 25. And I'll even say the name of the company. A gentleman had approached me from Prudential. And he said, Dale, you know, let's talk about protection, life insurance, whole life. You know, he explained to me about, you know, cash value. But I think, okay, being older now, I think that individuals should be approached or having that conversation in high school. I really do, because insurance plays such a huge part, and it's more than just your death benefit. You know, it's a way to create wealth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to do so many things in your life. It's a part of your personal portfolio. And are we doing a good job or better job with talking to individuals, introducing them to the concept of insurance early in life as opposed to later on?
I think it's getting better because I think parents they're starting to understand the need. You know, I hear it all the time. Hey, you know, I got someone, they're going to be 16 next month. So I'm like, all right, well, we better sit down and talk now, you know, because that's a huge, huge factor into just the overall you know, like you said, portfolio. I like that word, portfolio. But I think it's – and I also think, too, you know, I've got a 14-year-old daughter that's a freshman in high school in Lancaster, and I know that a lot of these schools now are starting to do a very good job of introducing these quote-unquote academies into the curriculum, and everything from finance, you know, to business. I mean, you name it, and I think they're doing a very good job of kind of exposing the younger generation to, you know, the insurance world, and that there are risks out there, and you need to be covered for those risks.
Okay, so let's talk very specifically about how you help individuals.
Well, like I said, it's a matter of needs-based assessment, sitting down and just kind of discussing kind of the basics at first, and then at that point, you can kind of pick up on cues. At that point, you can start kind of delving more into the deeper needs.
But what are the basics? You know, the basics are different for everyone.
Yeah. How many cars do you own? Do you own a home? Do you rent? Do you have a business? How many children do you have? You know, and those are kind of the very basic kind of questions that you kind of start mm-hmm. to ask. And then from there, you can kind of start to pick up on cues like, okay, well, oh, we're thinking about selling our house next year. All right, so you're thinking about moving then. Where are you thinking about moving to? You know, and those types of questions lead into different questions, which lead into more questions. So,
yeah, okay, Laura,
it's that constant evolving process and development of the plan and getting the right coverage for your needs. And I think it's great you need to work with someone like Bill who can help guide you through that, because it can be so confusing for people.
It can be so confusing. And I was thinking as you were speaking, Bill, you work with a lot of candidates, people that are looking to either change your career or start a new career. And if you are a millennium or even a older adult, you want a job, but you also need insurance. Sometimes that employer does not provide the right insurance for that individual. So you have a $50,000 a year job, $60,000 or $70,000 a year job. You have the employer coverage, but you still need more. And that's, I'm getting the sense that's where you come in.
Yeah, and like once again, that's going to come into that needs-based assessment where you're going to talk, okay, you know, what do you do for a living? Because, you know, most insurance companies, they want to know, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Are you employed? Are you retired? Are you unemployed? Are you a homemaker? I mean, there's all – are you a student? All those things come into what's called a tiering factor and all the insurance. I mean, there are so many factors that come into tiering, and that's one of them is are you employed? Because people who are technically – once again, I'm not an underwriter. Okay, I'm not one of these scientists that sits there and does all these number crunching. But, I mean, insurance has been around for a long time, and they know that there's a science to it. There actually is a science to it. And they know, based off science and past factors, that normally people who have jobs, who own homes, have more than two cars, they're less of a risk, believe mm-hmm. it or not. They've done their science. They've done their assessments. And so those are the types of things to think about. So when you're talking about someone who's employed, you know, what kind of job do you have? Is it full-time? Is it part-time? You know, just – and once again, it leads into 20,000 other questions.
It really does. And one, I'm glad you said that, because one of the things we do great here at Western New York Work, we talk about what people do. Sometimes we don't get the opportunity to talk about why they do what they do.
Yep.
So here's the question to you. Why are you in the industry? Why is it important?
Well, you know, I spent 24 years in the Marine Corps. I retired. And, you know, a lot of people in my shoes, they go down the normal route. You know, we go into, like, law enforcement. We go into contracting, stuff like that. A lot of prior military, they go into teaching, which I thought about doing as well. But at the time, it was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to fit in that. I'm not a round peg that fits in a round hole. I'm a square peg that fits in a round hole. I'll find a way to fit in that hole.
And you have the Southern accent, too.
That's right.
We're getting to that part, too.
It actually helps me sell, actually, believe it or not.
It's a conversation starter.
That's right. Where are you from? So after my stint in the military, which was great, I thought, what am I going to do? And I've always had that empathetic side to me, I guess. I always like helping people. It's part of my upbringing from a very, very small town in Illinois, where everyone knows each other. And I grew up, you know, I was very lucky and very fortunate to grow up that way. So having that empathetic side to me, I thought, how can I help people? And this is kind of how I do it, you know. And it's great to actually have that conversation with someone. I mean, hopefully they don't ever have to call me.
Right.
But, you know, they...
Okay. So, all right, so now we know the man, we know who you are, but let's talk about what you provide. because there are some areas that we know. We're going to extend this conversation before we take our first break, our only break for today. But let's talk very specific to what type of insurance coverage do you provide as an advisor?
Well, I mean, I can do the normal, you know, home, auto, umbrella. I can do the toys, as people call them, you know, the boats, the motorcycles, stuff like that. But one of the things that we're kind of starting to dive into now is pet insurance, like we talked about earlier. And, you know, it's one of those things where I personally experienced it myself years ago. We had a young Pomeranian dog that was about 10 or 11 years old, and he was at the end of his life, you know. And we were very fortunate that we actually had pet insurance through a private provider, and it was relatively inexpensive. It was like $20-some a month. And, boy, I tell you what, at the end of that dog's life, and like you said, he was a part of our family. Mm-hmm. You know, he saw, you know, all three of our kids being born and Aww. Stuff like that. And so it was good to have that, to know that we had that in place to help out with his end of life.
And I think it's so important that, you know, it's not about the money. It's about the losing of a loved one. And Lauren, I am putting you on the spot. I know you recently lost a family member yourself.
Our dog.
Yes.
Our dog Guinness. Back in January, we had, you know, he was 18, just over 18 years old. So he had
he had a good life.
Amazing long life. But it's, you know, it's the worst thing when you have to, you know, say goodbye to your little loved one.
Yes. So is it
they
difficult?
They become such part of your family.
Yeah. Is it difficult to talk to a homeowner about having that type of protection with their pet?
Sometimes it is because, like you said, I mean, these people, like, they're part of their family. You know, and it's tough to say, you know, let's face it, that pet's not going to live forever. So why don't you put something in place now to ease that burden? Because, once again, money's not everything. I realize that. But sometimes it is for a lot of people because, I don't know, I don't have a money tree in my backyard. But, you know, if I did, I wouldn't be sitting here. But, you know, it's great to have that conversation with people to say, look, you know, let's put something in place now. So when the time does come, because you know it's going to come. Let's do this now so that when it does come, it's going to ease that burden a little bit.
A difficult conversation to have, protection, taking care of your assets, your home, your auto, your rentals insurance, your pets. And you need to talk to an advisor. Even if you're not sure what you want to do, you need to call an advisor. You need to talk to someone so you can have peace of mind. And Bill, what is that number again?
716-929-3655.
Buffalo, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. We have more great conversation on the other side, how you can have the right protection for your needs.
Hi, this is Tiffany Dillon, president of the Buffalo Niagara Human Resource Association, also known as BNHRA, which is Western New York's local chapter of the Society for Human Resource Management, which represents over 300,000 plus HR professionals in 165 countries. The BNHRA has local networking, education, mentoring, professional development, job postings, and volunteer opportunities, just to name a few. SHRM also has national, global, and state opportunities to connect HR professionals via social media, education, conferences, resources, and tools and advocacy for the business and HR professionals, regardless of the size of your company. As a BNHRA member, you will be able to stay ahead of the rapidly changing HR field and attend monthly networking meetings, events, and post jobs for your organization. If you are interested in learning more about the Buffalo Niagara HR Association, please feel free to check out our website at bnhra.org or follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Twitter.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Whenever you need a ride, ride local. Locally owned Liberty Cab is Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company. For over 40 years, Liberty Cab has provided safe, secure, comfortable transportation. Whether you're going a few miles or long distance, call Liberty Cab 24/7 at 877-7111 or download their new Curb app and get a $15 credit with the promo code Liberty. Ride local with Liberty Cab, Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company.
I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin, our producer Joe Marino, and we have
Bill Marlowe.
Yes.
In studio with us this morning. And Bill is an insurance advisor. And Bill, what is a more fun conversation than insurance and talking
yeah,
to you
I
about
know.
Getting them to pay for some the protection they need is never easy.
No, because everyone wakes up in the morning and stretches and say, I can't wait to talk about insurance. Right?
I know.
That's just awesome. No.
But I think, you know, it's such an important part.
It is.
For people to have the proper insurance protection. Yep. What are the top three types of insurance that you are talking about with your clients on a daily basis?
Well, your basic three are your top three are auto, home, and then that umbrella, or some people call it like excessive liability insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the big three. You know, and I never really understood it. You know, moving here several years ago, Buffalo really is a car centric town if you think about it, because we don't have a large mass transit system here in Buffalo.
Right.
Everyone needs a car. Everyone needs a car to get around. You know, and now, there's car lots everywhere because there's a need for it.
Yeah.
So guess what? Every time I see a car drive by, I see premium dollars.
Yeah.
But I also see those. I hope they're properly covered, because there's a lot of people out there who are not. Either they don't have insurance at all.
How do you know if you're not properly covered, though?
You just got to sit down and talk to people. You know.
Yeah.
And you run into a lot.
The expert.
Yeah, you talk to a lot of people who I got coverage. Well, what do you have? Well, I got state minimum. Okay, great. You have coverage. That's good. But you have state minimum. What if you were to get into an accident? I mean, you can hit a Toyota Tundra. Those things are $60,000, $70,000.
Oh, yeah.
If you got $25,000 in basic minimum coverage, man, you're
you're not covered.
No, you're not covered. You know, no. But, you know, so, you know, like I said, it's important to sit down and talk. You know, what do I need? What kind of deductibles do I need? But plus, there's a lot of add-ons nowadays. There's a lot of things, you know, rental coverage, towing and labor, additional add-ons. People put additional aftermarket stuff on their car, so they need that added coverage for those types of things. So, and then, you know, you're talking about, a lot of people don't realize, too, there's a lot of discounts, too, when it comes to auto insurance. I can't stress this enough. Defensive driving course. It's a six-hour course. Go out and get it. It's relatively cheap, and you don't have to sit in a classroom for 6 hours and do it. You can do it online now, and it's like $25.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so cheap.
It's 10%. It's right off the bat. It's automatic 10% off your auto insurance for 3 years.
That's so important, because, you know, many of us, we have college students. We have you know, sons and daughters that now are going to college, and they want their first vehicle. And we want to, you know, educate them on, yes, get your license, get some insurance, but there's a way. There's a magic to it. And it sounds like that magic starts with you. Go to a defensive driving class and then come see you.
Absolutely. Or, you know, look at what kind of car you're going to get them. You know, get them a car that's going to – hey, when I was in high school, I wanted a Mustang. Everyone wanted a Mustang in high school, but, you know –
That's more insurance.
You're looking at high premiums. But, you know, look at the type of car, because a lot of newer type cars today, even the basic models – come with a lot of safety standard features on them, and most insurance carriers provide discounts for that. So it kind of comes with the car. So another thing is good student. So parents, a B or higher average is what most carriers require to have a good student. That's it. You don't have to be a straight A student. A B or higher, a 3.0 or higher is what most carriers need, and that's a huge discount. You put that defensive driving course and a good student discount, and you're saving quite a bit of money. You know?
Well, I just think most people should take a defensive driving course again every so often. It should
absolutely
be required almost every few years, just to help people remember how to drive.
Absolutely. And
is it best to put your kids on your policy, or have them get their own?
Well, I mean, when you're talking, you know, I'd say, because the magic number is 26. That's the magic number. You know, anything over 26, and their premiums kind of can start to go down, plus they can get on their own. So, but It all just depends. It really depends. Whether they live at home, they live 100 miles or more away at college. Once again, and that goes in that needs-based assessment is what that goes into.
I'm looking at our producer, Joe, and he's like, okay, whatever, dude. Okay. But he looks like the prime candidate who's either – he either has his own insurance, or he talked to mom and dad.
How old is he? How old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay. You're that sweet spot.
Okay,
you're that sweet spot, because you're at that point now where, all right, I used to live with mom and dad, or you got one foot out the door, you know. So, but those are the types of conversations that we can sit down and talk, because we can look at, you know.
I think that's the most important thing we can stress in our conversation today is to sit down with an advisor like you and assess what type of insurance you have, what you need, maybe where you're missing, maybe where you're overprotected. It's always good to sit down and have that conversation.
Absolutely.
Looking to maybe they're like, am I overinsured? Am I underinsured? How can they get in touch with you to have that conversation?
Give me a call. My phone, I mean, obviously I don't work 24 hours a day, but, you know, my phone is 716-929-3655. I have voicemail. You know, it's on that voicemail is on 24/7.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it's always there, and I always have a hard and fast rule. I will never ever leave unless it's just an absolute emergency. I will never leave without doing a call back within 24 hours. I will always call back.
And what are some of the signals, or how do I know if I'm underexposed or overexposed? What are some things that, you know, are like red flags that you see?
Well, you know, let's say someone, they come in and they show me their declaration page and they have state minimum, but yet, you know, they're driving a BMW, or, mm-hmm. you know, they own two homes and they got state minimums, or, you know, those
and what are state minimums?
25,000 for a single car, single incident, and 50,000 for multiple cars. It covers everyone in the incident is what it covers. That's the state minimum.
Okay. Mm. Incredible.
That's good.
You learn something each and every week here at Western New York at Work.
Absolutely. Okay. Always do.
Yes. We're coming to the closing of our show. Any parting thoughts?
No, just, you know, give me a call, 716-929-3655, and I'll do what I can to help, you know. And I don't have a problem with telling them, I'm sorry, I can't help you, but I know someone who can. Because I got connections being in the insurance industry and going to networking events and coming here and doing this. I have a lot of connections. So,
and if you have insurance, that's okay. But if you just want to get a comparison, what should they do?
Give me a call, 716-929-3655.
Fantastic. Lauren, any parting thoughts?
No, I just want to thank Phil for coming in and chatting with us about just making sure you have the proper insurance. And then I also am just... Go Bills.
That's right.
Hope we have a win today.
Go Bills. Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy the game, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.